إن الحمد لله, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نحمده ونستعينه. We praise him and we seek his assistance. ونستغفره and we seek his forgiveness. ونؤمن به and we believe in him. ونتوكل عليه and we place our trust upon him. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا. We seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil within ourselves. ومن سيئات أعمالنا and from the wickedness of our deeds. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ Whoever Allah Ta'ala guides, then they can lead him astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ Whoever he leads astray, then they can guide him on the straight path. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ He is alone and has no partner. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger. فَقَدْ قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَى أَهْلِهَا وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له ولا دين لمن لا أهد له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء كرام, listeners of Barakah الصحابة, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are indeed grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making it possible for us, for waking up this morning and to see the light of yet another day. While we show our gratitude and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this wonderful ni'mah that Allah ta'ala has bestowed upon us, we ask Allah to treat with kindness those family and friends of ours who were with us not so long ago. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them high status in Jannah, grant the family and friends Sabr al-Jameel in the hot spot of the Muslim world where Muslims are undergoing various kinds of difficulty. Allah Ta'ala ease the difficulty and apply it for them. Those who are sick, Allah Ta'ala grant them shifa. Those who are undergoing any kind of difficulty, whichever form it may take, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for everyone to overcome that. More importantly, may Allah Ta'ala make it such when the time of our exit comes, we can leave this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our lips in such a manner that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us. Respected listeners, the topic that I have chosen for this morning is concerning the topic of amana, the topic of trustworthiness. How important is it for a person to be trustworthy? Many of us at this point in time, we are probably going out as employers. Some of us are going as employees, working in an office somewhere, or in a site somewhere, or some kind of small business or large trading store, whichever form it may be. But we're probably going out to get earn some kind of halal risk. In terms of our day-to-day activities, what are the implications in terms of me being trustworthy? If we look at Quran, firstly Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُعَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands that you return the trust to the rightful owners. This tells us about the concept of amana, something that is with us, that doesn't belong to us, that make sure we return it to those who it belongs to. Another verse of the Quran says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la takhunu Allah wa rasul, wa takhunu amanatikum, wa antum ta'alamun. That all you who believe, do not be treacherous to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you cheat in terms of the amana that is in your hands. while you are aware of it. If you look at the life of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described their mission, they used to say, "U'budu Allaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayru." Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no other God for you besides Him. And they also used to say, "Inni lakum rasulun amin," that I am a trustworthy messenger to you. Whether it was Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, these various anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they said, "Inni lakum rasulun amin." And the height of all that we find none other than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who even his enemies would call him Al-Amin, the trustworthy. So respected listeners, we are the Ummah, we are the followers of that Nabi who was given this title. So how much more important it is for us to be trustworthy in whatever we do. A hadith explain, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له. Did that person who cannot be trusted, there's a deficiency in his iman. ولا دين لمن لا أهد له. And that person who does not fulfill his oaths, there's deficiency in his religion. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the beautiful qualities of the believers, and He says in Quran, in Surah Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, indeed, the believers are successful. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, and He mentions various qualities about some, those who they read their salah, they discharge the obligation of salah with total humility. They are those who discharge their zakah. They are those who protect their chastity. In the same vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of the qualities, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. They are those people who take great care in fulfilling this amana, this trust, and fulfilling the oaths. So it is a quality of a believer. It's not something separate, that okay, if I like, then I will do it. If I don't, then I wouldn't do it. No, it's an integral part of iman. It's an integral part of iman. The hadith also mentions, أَدِّ الْأَمَانَ إِلَىٰ مَنِ اتَّمَنَ وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكَ. That fulfill the trust to those who trust you. وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكَ, and don't cheat those who cheat you. Don't cheat those who cheat you. So we find this particular aspect in terms of a believer, for a person to be a true Muslim, the fact that he can be trusted, that he's trustworthy, that people can rely on you because of your trustworthiness, is a great element and shows a sign of iman. Any person, when he's looking to employ somebody, he looks for two things generally. One is the person capable of it? And the second thing, is he trustworthy? If these one of these two things are missing, then the company itself wouldn't benefit from you. The person who employs you also wouldn't benefit from you. Wherever you may be doing the people down and a disservice. If you look at Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, when one of the daughters suggested to the father, that, oh father, ya abati, and she mentioned this, hire Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, hire him to do the work, because he has two qualities. Ya abati sta'jirhu, inna khadiman sta'jaru qadim qawiyyun amin. That hire him, because the best of those who you hire, they are those who are strong and trustworthy. She mentioned his strength because she knew how strong he was, and she mentioned him being trustworthy because she knew in terms of the experience from the house, from the place where they got the water and they went to the house, that he was a person who wouldn't take advantage of the opportunity to actually pry on them, to actually molest them, to actually sexually harass them in any way. He was Qawi and he was Amin. In the same way we find Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, in terms of his position, when he was given that particular authority to handle the financial affairs, to handle the financial affairs, Inna waladina makinun amin. He's also described with the same thing, that he had the ability and he had the necessary trustworthiness. Now a person in charge with financial affairs, if you have the ability and you're not trusted, then money would be going to various places, as is so evident today. So these two qualities are extremely important. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us with a different kind of talent. Alhamdulillah, every person has been given a different kind of talent, ability or a skill where he can benefit society in some way or the other. But no matter what skill that is, what talent that is, what ability that is, if you don't handle it with trust, if you're not a person who can be trusted, then very few people will be willing to employ you. And what's even sadder than that, you are going there as a Muslim to your place of work. You are being as a Muslim, as a manager in your place of work. You're going to any place that you are working, whether you like it or not, as an ambassador of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then, for that particular Nabi who was called Al-Amin, how can I go and do my own thing to see what I can scoop up from here, what I can take from here, what I can snatch from here, or how I can do the company down and engage myself in corruption? This is far from the kind of qualities that the believer does possess. The implications of being a person who can be trusted, as far as the teachings of Islam are concerned, is quite widespread. In fact, to this extent, that the hadith mentions that even if you are asked an opinion, even there, al-mustashar mu'taminun, when you are asked your opinion, you are placed in a position of trust. And what guidelines does the hadith give us so beautifully, alhamdulillah? فَإِذَا اسْتُشِيرَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُشِيرْ بِمَا هُوَ صَانِعٌ لِنَفْسِ. That if any one of you is asked for the opinion, then he should give that kind of direction which he himself would take if he was placed in that position. Somebody asks you for advice, then do as you would do and give the advice that you would do if you were in that person's shoes, if you were in the same predicament. Don't mislead the person. Don't tell the person certain things that you'll fall into greater difficulty. He's actually taken the trouble of valuing your opinion. That is why he has asked you. And the hadith says, Al-Mustashar Mu'taminun. Further than that, we find the hadith also explains Al-Majalisu Bil Amana. Did you probably attend certain meetings? Organizations have meetings. Companies probably have their meetings. Families have their own meetings and consultation. Whatever is discussed in confidentiality, whatever is discussed in privacy, whatever is being discussed at a particular meeting, which nobody else is supposed to know, it is also a breach of trust to take that information and relay it to those who are not supposed to be have privy to that kind of information. So even if I'm in my place of work that I'm going to, when I'm consulted in some way or the other, I'm spoken to about something, or there is something that is taking place in a particular meeting, to relay information from here to there, more so to cause fitna. But even in general senses, the hadith explains, Al-Majalisu Bil Amana, that when a person is in this particular state, you are in a particular meeting, then remember that is whatever he said there is an amana. So we find, alhamdulillah, this beautiful deen of ours, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, has given us such a lovely, beautiful guidelines in terms of living. If right from the people occupy the highest positions in terms of position and authority in society, to the person who may be doing some menial task, if each person just can be trusted, that I do things sincerely for the benefit that I know I'm going to face by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I do it for genuine benefit of mankind without thinking about what am I going to do, how can I benefit from it, what's in it for me in it, that is not the sign of a true leader. That is not the sign of a true leader. In fact, the hadith explains, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentions that one day while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was communicating and talking to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, a person came and he said, "Mata sa'a? When is Qiyamah taking place?" So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was busy explaining something to the Sahaba at that point in time. So some of the Sahabas felt, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not like what he heard? Or he heard and maybe he didn't hear? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed his conversation, then he asked, "Ayna sa'il an sa'a?" Where is the person who asked about Qiyamah? So the person said, "Ha ana ya Rasulullah, here am I, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. When the trustworthiness, the quality of trustworthiness is lost, then remember Qiyamah, then wait for the hour, wait for Qiyamah to come. Then he was asked, وَكَيْفَ يَضَاعَتُهَا? How is trustworthiness lost? And he responded by saying, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمُرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. When the affairs and matters are given in the hands of those who are not capable, then remember, wait for the hour. Today we see that in various ways. Person in charge of something so great in a country is a person who is involved in the greatest theft and corruption. Somebody who is entrusted with some kind of financial affairs is a person being and trying to fill their own pockets. A person working and giving is being paid for his time, but the person uses the time for something else other than that which they employed for. Really, in terms of that, they should be far, far, very far from the life of a Muslim. Very far from a person who is an ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadiqul wa'd al-ameen, the person who himself was truthful, the person who himself was called al-ameen. The person who took pride in terms of him actually being that particular epitome of honesty, of being trustworthy, of having all these noble qualities which everyone today admires in terms of a leader. But this is not only for leaders. It is for every person who has been given any kind of responsibility that I am going, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm going with my iman, I'm going with my Islam, I'm going with people looking at me as a follower of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let me, in terms of the duties that I execute, in terms of the actions that I engage in, let me not bring any kind of disrepute to Islam itself. Let me not tarnish the image of Muslims. Let me not taint the kind of image that people may have concerning Islam because of my own evil doings. Wallahi, it is a real amana. It is a real trust that is placed upon our shoulders. When we go out, leave our homes, and we go out to the various places of work to ensure that we are as trustworthy as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to be and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be, whether it is out of the home or even in the home. This kind of amana dari, this kind of trustworthiness in terms of my looking after my family, fulfilling my responsibilities to them, fulfilling my responsibilities in the community, fulfilling my responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something we should continuously and consistently be keeping a check on. With these few words, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He grant you barakah in your going out. He protect you and make your hifazat wherever you may be. He make us rectify our intentions for the things that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us from any kind of temptation for us in terms of us be engaging in something that would be dishonest, something that would be against the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No matter how great the temptation is, let us put our foot on it, stamp on it, and think about the fact that I am the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was given the title of Al-Amin. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.